On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
People have any idea how tiring it is to have to be pulled back from vacation to come and tell you why you're wrong again? Unforced Errors number 36, December 28th, 2016. Supposed to be in the middle of my Christmas vacation. But no, you people have started kicking up all kinds of noise and I gotta come back and correct you. I know for most people that would come off as arrogant, but you all know I'm gonna be right here, so. Coming to you, live to tape, I guess we'll call it, from just west of Lindsay, Ontario. For those of you not familiar with Lindsay, Ontario, that's okay. You probably shouldn't be. Small little town, about a half hour west of Peterborough, Ontario. If that doesn't help you, it's about an hour and 45 minutes northeast of Toronto. Not much to be said about Lindsay. At one point, it was known as the teen pregnancy capital of Canada. Not sure if that's still the case, but it's nice to have something to hang your hat on, something to be proud of, something your town is known for. Apparently right now, what Toronto is known for is having bad hockey fans. We'll get to that in a second, because we've already discussed this once when it came to the World Cup, and any of you who are spouting off that kind of nonsense were wrong then, and you're wrong now. So, we'll get to that. Just quickly first, getting some great feedback on Tall Can Sports 102, the World Junior thing, was released on Christmas Eve and second annual. Still relevant now if you haven't had a chance to check it out. Rob and I kicked around the show, the event, what this Team Canada sort of looks like, but more in general terms, what this event looks like, why it seems to strike home so powerfully for so many in this country. Tons of downloads, become one of the most downloaded shows of the year. That's kind of cool. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, it's still relevant now. You can do that at tallcanaudio.com or just on any of your favorite podcast applications. So feel free to go ahead and check that out. Also, Audio Whiplash number 57 was our year in review, kind of retrospective. It's a little depressing. It's not our fault that this year was not good. We've had a couple more celebrities kick the bucket even since we had the chance to record that show. So the year's not getting any better. But that's not why we're here. I wanted to talk a little bit, as you can tell probably from the sound, we're out of the studio, as I mentioned. We are just west of Lindsay, Ontario, so it's kind of a traveling setup here. So the sound is not ideal, but certainly good enough for us to be able to put a show together here for you this week. So let's get to the point at hand here. The World Junior Hockey Championships in Toronto. Last night, at the time of recording, Canada plays Slovakia to a pretty dull 5-0 win in which Slovakia, oh man, gets 6 shots on goal. Now, I want to, this was a side point that I don't want to spend a ton of time on, but at an event like this, it's worth mentioning that shots on goal are not an accurate way to look at how the tournament is running. It's fair to look at Slovakia's 6 shots and go, that's fucking terrible. But handing out too much credit to Canada for their possession game right now, based on shots against and things like that, are not an accurate metric and not a great way to look at it. Slovakia was clearly outmatched. There's no way around that. Up until the end of the third period, where they kind of threw a couple of, you know, at least attempts at the net, they were under 15 shot attempts, as Ray Ferraro mentioned on the broadcast. And so there's a lot of reports out there right now that are kind of giving Canada a lot of credit for their possession game. Also, with the way they played against the Russians, anyone who's watched international hockey for a long time, short of having Alex Ovechkin on the ice, understands that shot attempts are also not a way to dictate how you're doing against the Russians. They don't shoot the puck. They just don't. Their play, really, they like to drive wide and look for the late man. They want to do something a little prettier. They don't want to give up the puck. And it's an interesting way of playing the game. You know, when you've got the puck on your stick, if there's not a great scoring opportunity, they just won't shoot it. They'll look for another option. They'll keep the puck. If they shoot it wide and turn the puck over, they look at that as kind of pointless. And it's not a terrible way to view the game. We've all seen teams at varying levels and in different scenarios and leagues that just throw it on net. And the old adage in North America is it's never a bad idea to put it on goal. And there's some merit to that as well. So I'm not here to say which argument is better or which style is better, but saying that you held the Russians to under 20 shots is really kind of a disingenuous way of looking at it. The Russians just don't want to shoot unless they have a great chance. So Canada's played pretty well up until this point, but saying that they were holding shot attempts down against Russia and Slovakia is really kind of a disingenuous way of looking at this. So to the point at hand, like I said, Slovakia is in against Canada at the ACC, and there's about 12,000 people in the building. Not a great crowd. And we've had a discussion like this before when it came to the World Cup in Toronto a couple of months ago, as there were people all over Canada screaming that Toronto is not a hockey market. They'll pay whatever for the Leafs, but nothing else works. Well, here's what I'm going to say. Back in September, the people who were screaming about the World Cup refused to live in the reality that the Blue Jays were playing sold-out, meaningful, huge baseball games on a playoff run just down the street. They refused to acknowledge the reality that it was a made-up tournament that hadn't been played in 12 years, that had two teams in it that weren't countries. And they refused to acknowledge that it was terribly priced. And those people who were insulting Toronto then had way stronger of a leg to stand on than any of you hating on Toronto's reaction to the World Juniors right now. Those arguments, bad as they were, are better than the arguments being made now against the World Juniors. And I swear to you, if you did even 30 seconds of research, you would tweet at me a lot less. Like, there's a lot of you, and not all of you, some of you are making reasonable arguments and asking reasonable questions, but there is a large group of people out there that just open their mouth and let stupid fall out at length. So let's look at some numbers here. Canada's next game against Latvia, easily the worst team in Canada's pool. If you take a look on Ticketmaster, there are tickets for this game selling for $229 for a great seat. For a junior hockey game where Canada's going to win by probably 2 converted touchdowns, and this is the price point that they've set for it. This isn't StubHub. This isn't some jackass trying to screw people over. This is the price they set. $230 to see Canada roll over Latvia. Are you for real? Honestly, look at yourself across Canada. I don't care what market you're in, how big, how small, and we're going to get to the markets here in a minute. And tell me, are you paying $230 to see Canada Latvia? You're a fool if you answered yes. You maybe want to scream that you're a huge fan of this event and that you're a patriot and you love Team Canada. You're a fool. Do you know what it costs to sit in the best seat in the house for the gold medal game last year when the tournament was in Sweden? Or excuse me, in Finland? $53. 3 years ago when it was in Sweden, $97. You are going to pay $230 to see Canada-Latvia in a smash game in the round robin. I get that the tournament is bigger here than it is in Europe, but you're a fool if you're going to pay that. Montreal took a pile of flack 2 years ago when they had this system reversed. Canada would play its games in Montreal and then move to Toronto for the playoff game. And Montreal took a bunch of shit for not filling up the building. They had games of 14,000 people and 13,000 people in a 21,000-22,000 seat arena. Well, why would Montreal invest in it? You're taking it away from them. Maybe you can talk me into paying terrible, terrible prices if you're guaranteeing me that I'm in for the whole tournament. I'm investing in this so that I'm here for the gold medal game. Well, I could be here, but you're not. The team's gone. And Calgary and Edmonton, I know you're sitting there, you're getting smug saying, well, we did it that way and we set a record and we'll get to your fucking shitty record here in a second because it's not all you think it is. This is more of that open your mouth and let stupid fall out without actually looking at it. So they decide they need to trim ticket prices. You know what the ticket was? There was a ticket for Canada USA right up front on New Year's Eve in Montreal 2 years ago. Do you know what that ticket cost? $359. And so they sliced these ticket prices by 30%. And still land at $230. I get that Canada USA on New Year's Eve is a big deal, but for $360? No. These rinks would be empty in any other country in the world hosting this event, and they are taking advantage of the situation here. So they drop the ticket prices down to what is still an obnoxious number, but at least they can say we've tried, I guess. And you still land at 12,000 people for Canada-Slovakia at the Air Canada Center. I'm impressed there was 12,000 people willing to pay that. And these would have been people who paid for ticket packages. Ticket packages that don't include gold medal games and semifinals, because those will be in Montreal this year. But God bless you for investing in it. Can we stop for a second and take a look at that 12,000? Because what got this all started is a bunch of people jumping up and down on Twitter last night. Mike Zeisberger of The Sun writing a piece saying maybe this should return to smaller markets. Let's leave the ticket prices out of it for a second. 12,000 people were at the Air Canada Center for Canada-Slovakia. Let's say you want to go to Halifax. Halifax is one of the groups jumping up and down saying, we sold it out. It'd be way better supported here. Let's pretend for a second that Halifax is going to pay $230 for a ticket, which it's not. They're obviously going to drop that in a smaller market. The Halifax Metro Center, or now the Scotiabank Center, whatever the hell you people are calling it out there now, max capacity for a hockey game, 10,595. If you sell it out, There will still be fewer people in the building than were at the Air Canada Center for Canada-Slovakia. And you wouldn't have paid $230. So quit jumping up and down that it'd be better served in some of these smaller markets, because the numbers say otherwise. You know that crowd is going to rebound for Canada-USA, just like it did for Canada-Russia. And so it is absolutely better off in Toronto than it is in Halifax, based on attendance and based on ticket prices. So enough of that. Let's get to Calgary-Edmonton, because this is really where they like to jump up and down and say that they have the most attended tournament ever, and they do. I think it was well supported out there, for sure. But they were, I believe, the first in terms of big markets, in terms of big Canadian markets, to get hosed by this current setup. And so when I say hosed, what I mean is, Calgary, if you want to see the gold medal game and the semifinals, since Canada wasn't in the gold medal game, you also have to buy Group B or whatever it was, featuring a bunch of round robin games that did not have Canada in them. And Edmonton, you can see Team Canada. We're going to play all Team Canada's games up in Edmonton, but you're out when it comes playoff time. We're going somewhere else. And that's a shit setup. And that's what they've done here in Toronto, Montreal. And one of the interesting things to consider on that front is they didn't do it twice in Alberta. They didn't fuck everybody twice. If you're sitting here, like, let's say you are in Montreal, why would you have even considered buying tickets 2 years ago? You can watch the round robin 2 years later. You know it's coming back in 2 years, so you watch the round robin, and then you get the Canada playoff games. Like, you have a choice. You've split this out when they're trying to hose you on what you get to see and what you don't, and not giving either of these great hockey markets a full tournament. Like, what a ridiculous thing to do. Do you honestly believe that neither of those cities would have done a better job hosting this themselves? Like, do it all Montreal 2 years ago, all Toronto this year, or vice versa. Throw the round-robin games that don't feature Canada out to Barrie, or Oshawa, or Brampton, or Mississauga, or Hamilton, or God knows where, and play the Canadian group games at the ACC. And then in Montreal, obviously the Canadian group will be at the Bell Centre, and then everything else will be at one of their QMJHL arenas, just like Ottawa did. Ottawa did it perfectly. Like, what an awesomely run event. Canada's group all being out at the Canadian Tire Center. 20,000 seats, everybody going crazy. And the other group over at the Civic. 10,000 seats, it's plenty. It's right in the same city. You can get up and go for a game if you want on a day that Canada's not playing. You know, whatever you want to do. But in this case, these are the two biggest markets in the country. And we want to milk the corporations. We want to milk fans that are willing to pay more for their hockey teams. You know what? Maybe Toronto and Montreal are sick of being the hockey world's ATM. Hey, we got this World Cup, and we don't know if it's going to be any good, and we haven't thrown it in 12 years. Let's just put it in Toronto. They'll pay for it. Hey, we got this World Junior thing, and we don't want to give them a full tournament, and we want to charge like 2.5 times what we charge everyone else. Let's just throw it in Toronto and Montreal. They'll do it. They'll pay for it. Well, go fuck yourself. At some point, you get sick of paying for shit that is Canada-Latvia. Again, you tell someone like me. I grew up just outside of Toronto. I live in Ottawa now. World Juniors is my favorite. I wasn't living in Ottawa when they hosted in 2009. And so I always said, this is something I want to do. This is an event I want to go to. And it came right that close to me. Toronto, where I got family, tons of places I could go stay. I'm down for the holidays anyway. Montreal's 2 hours away from Ottawa. I didn't even blink. I didn't buy a single ticket to a single game. I hate the way they did this. But if you had told me the whole thing is in Toronto, I'm there. I'm probably there for the whole friggin' tournament. The Latvia versus Switzerland game, Germany versus Belarus, I'm just hanging out at the arena all week. I'll buy the package, start to finish, and I will endure the shit knowing I'm getting the whole thing. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted to grab your money. So let's go back to Calgary-Edmonton, because like I said, they were the first ones to kind of get this particular setup. Couple of big markets, passionate hockey markets, NHL buildings. You know, they kind of did this first. So they set the record all time for attendance. There's no arguing that. 455,000. Now, what Calgary and Edmonton don't want to tell you is they didn't even reach their own goal. The organizing committee on that said that they would sell 475,000 seats, and they didn't do it. The other thing that they don't want to talk to you about while they're smashing Toronto for saying that they won't fill the building and they don't support it is that the ticket prices are about 2.5 times more expensive in Toronto and Montreal than they were in Calgary and Edmonton. And that's a fact. You can look that up. Ticket prices, if you buy a package instead of a single game, like this $230 Canada versus Latvia is a single game ticket. You wouldn't have had to pay quite that much had you bought a package. Maybe you would have got it for $189. So it's too much, but it's a substantial decrease, right? It makes it worthwhile to go and buy that package. The high-end tickets in the packages in Calgary-Edmonton were around $100. Well, that's a lot more tolerable, isn't it, than $229 or $190. So here's the thing. Toronto-Montreal will not touch the Calgary-Edmonton record, but it will smash the financial side of it. Hockey Canada... And they won't report that because that's not really the image Hockey Canada wants. Hockey Canada loves to produce these grassroots commercials to run during the event. And, you know, it's all about the country and it's all about supporting our kids. This is a cash grab move. It was a cash grab move in Calgary, Edmonton, and it's a cash grab move now. And they're grabbing more cash than they did in Calgary, Edmonton. So these are real numbers. Some of these smaller towns, we talk about Halifax saying they could do a better job with it. I received a couple things out of the Maritimes saying that that would be the case. Well, they're not capable. They would run a great tournament. I'm not suggesting they should never go there. But what is being viewed as a terribly attended game in Toronto is more than they can hold in Halifax. What Calgary and Edmonton are saying is a horribly run Toronto tournament and that hockey fans there don't support it doesn't account whatsoever for the doubling in ticket prices from the Edmonton package to the Toronto package. Like, these are, you jump up and down and you scream and yell and you point at Toronto and go, look, they don't support it. They're only Leaf fans. It's not a hockey market. Maybe they're just tired of paying the bills for everyone else. And I get how that comes off, and I'm not particularly interested in defending it. But those are real factors. Attendance, like size of buildings, is a real factor. Ticket prices are a real factor. Even if you look at some, they're going to Vancouver and Victoria in 2 years. They are not doing the Canada split. They've learned their lesson. They see it sucks. People hate it and won't pay for it. Canada will play all their games in Vancouver, and that's where the playoffs will be. Well, I'd buy that package. I would have bought it here, but it wasn't offered. And they won't be charging $230 a ticket out there. When it eventually goes back to Winnipeg, and it should, because Winnipeg will do a great job with it. When it eventually goes back to Halifax, and it should, Halifax will do a great job with it again, and has in the past. They will sell it out. They will have great numbers, but they won't charge $230 a seat. That's a Toronto thing. That's a Montreal thing. And fans in those markets know it. At some point, you have to draw a line and say, enough. we're not the bank account for the hockey world. And I'm not a Leaf season ticket holder. I'm not a Habs season ticket holder. I don't really have a vested interest in these things. I am obviously a Leafs fan. But why would you continue to pay the bills for the rest of this stuff when you know that won't... It's going to be 2 hours away next year in Buffalo. It won't be close to these prices. If you're someone who lives west of Toronto, in the Hamilton area, in the Niagara Peninsula, southwestern Ontario anyway, why would you possibly come to see these games in Toronto when you can buy a package in Buffalo for a fraction of the cost and see the same thing? If you're going to sit there and slam the two biggest hockey markets in the country, and that is also inarguable if you want to do any research, then you have to have the numbers. You have to look it up. You have to do a little research. Twitter is an awesome place to just open your mouth and go, I think this. Yeah, okay. Other people know this. What you think is irrelevant. There are facts. There are numbers. There is evidence. And if you would take even 2 minutes to look at some of it, maybe you would talk less and seem smarter. Because it's just gotten embarrassing. It really has. Toronto will not set any kind of attendance record for this World Junior. But it'll absolutely be chalking up the dollar signs for Hockey Canada. Same with Montreal. And I tell you this right now, if in 2 years or 4 years or 5 years or whatever, you gave one of those cities the entire tournament, it would shatter previous financial records. The attendance wouldn't look like it would or does right now. You have to be somewhat objective instead of just allowing your I hate Toronto bias to cloud everything for you. Kind of like I normally let my I hate Montreal bias cloud everything for me, but I've almost had to kind of give them a pass here too for the same reasons. So, that's where it is. Watch the rest of the event, enjoy it. I know I will. I'm sitting an hour from where it's taking place, and there's not a part of me that's looking at jumping up and going and buying a ticket at those prices for it. And it's not the IIHF, it's Hockey Canada. This wholesome image they love to project. And it's not like Hockey Canada doesn't do some great things. But this was all about a cash grab. The whole way it was set up, the pricing, the switching of markets, it's a cash grab. And fans in both cities kind of went, yeah, fuck it, no thanks. If that means the rest of the country is going to sit there and decide that those aren't real hockey markets, then fine. Fans in those markets will keep their wallets in their pockets and spend it on their NHL teams, no matter how awful they might be, considering the blue and white here. That's going to do it for this one. It's a little bit rambly, but I'm on vacation. I didn't have all my notes right in front of me, and I'm fighting off a cold here, as you can probably tell. But it's pretty simple when you actually go back and look at it. And I know some of you will jump on Twitter and say that there was at least a couple tickets for more than $100. Yeah, well, in Calgary, Edmonton, right? That's probably true. But when you start to look at averages, and this seat versus in this building versus this seat in this building, and the opponent, and the whatever, it's at least 2 times more expensive in Toronto than it was in Edmonton. Period. When you have some evidence, when you have an article, when you have some graphs that suggest why I'm wrong, since I actually went and looked at all this stuff, I'll be happy to see it. Otherwise, don't bug me on Twitter anymore. It's the holidays. I'm trying to have a good time. That's Unforced Errors. My name's Matt Robinson. We'll see you.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.